Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello and welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast, a podcast determined to help you, the entrepreneur and business owner, have your best year ever. I'm your host, Mark Ford, possibly the best kept business secret anywhere. And on this episode, I want to talk to you about something that can help you boost your business in a way that no magic source really can. It's called self-development. Now, there's an interesting stat doing the rounds. When 80% of the business population get to a certain level, they stop learning. They stop developing. Which means that the 20% that continue to grow themselves personally have a competitive advantage. Fact. And all listeners who listen to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast want and demand that competitive advantage. So, let's talk about why it's so important to pursue a line of self-development that will get you that advantage after this message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
Right, let's get stuck into it. Self-development, or personal development, is the result of taking steps to improve yourself. There is no single area of focus. In fact, the process of personal self-development is very, very personal. Each of us must evaluate ourselves either with or without the help of a professional, like me, and then use that evaluation to decide where we need to make improvements. Engaging in personal development helps us to improve softer skills, such as being a good listener, having more empathy towards others, being more efficient, learning to feel more confident, becoming more focused and organized, setting goals, personal and professional, for ourselves and for our team. Now, somebody who's struggling with self-improvement processes may wonder if it's worth it. Now, they may wonder if they're wasting all their emotional energy that takes to successfully use self-development techniques. The answer to these questions is that yes, it is absolutely worth it. And no, it's not a waste of emotional energy. A high level of self-development can make a huge difference when it comes to obtaining success and in other areas of your life. Here are just a few reasons why this is the case. Number one, you will be very conscious of your weaknesses. Now, sometimes it seems as if people are either completely unaware of their weaknesses or they are so hyper aware of them that they lose all sense of self-confidence. This isn't the case with people who have worked hard on self-development. They're aware of their weaknesses while still maintaining a high level of self-esteem. This means that they can constantly work to reduce their weaknesses or work around them when they need to. For example, a person with a deficit in their ability to communicate calmly when they're frustrated will acknowledge that deficit, working around it by committing to take 2 minutes before responding to any email. A person who has no idea that they've got that weakness in the first place might have sent off an offensive email in that situation. A person who was aware but hadn't developed a good sense of self-esteem would have simply remained silent. Finding the right tools to compensate for a weakness can be a long-term task, but with each success, it gets easier. Number two, self-development is an exercise in getting to know yourself a bit more. Self-awareness is the key component of self-development. If you do not know yourself, you cannot improve yourself. If you know yourself well, you will know that it will make you very happy, and you will understand the gifts that you have for making other people happy as well. A big part of this is understanding the relationships, life situations, and even job conditions in which we will be the happiest. This knowledge is the foundation upon which true success is built. Now, many people remain in relationships that are not fulfilling. Many remain in jobs that are equally so. And often the reason is that they have accepted that this is how they're just meant to live and work. It has not occurred to them that there can be another life out there. This acceptance of the status quo is unfortunately far too common. Here's what can happen when a person embarks on a path of self-awareness. Now, the person digs deep and uncovers his or her values. What are the really important things in life? Once values are identified, it is time to assess the current life situation and determine if the things in one's life right now really relate to those identified values. For example, someone might identify a value of being of service to others, and yet his or her current job or business has absolutely nothing to do with that. Another value might be a relationship in which both partners are equally supportive of one another. The current relationship may be one in which the individual is a giver and a partner is a taker. And I can speak from experience. The next step is to identify changes that need to be made so that one's life aligns with one's values. This is really a goal-setting process. Once goals are set, the action plans are put into place. Take the unfulfilling job, for example. What is the ideal job? What is the ideal business? That is the goal and vision. How will a person get that ideal job or business? It may not be quitting your current business or job right now. Everybody does have to eat, remember. But it may involve going back to school or getting a job, getting into the job market, or seeing who you can reach out to see if there is a market for what you want to do. As for the relationship, this may involve some serious work with a partner to make the changes that are necessary. And more than one relationship has died because the changes are just impossible. One has to be prepared for that possibility, but ending an unfulfilling relationship also results in a new freedom. Now, I'm not just talking about partners, but I'm also talking about friends. Just remember, you are the sum of the five people that are closest to you. If you're surrounded by negative people or you're surrounded by takers, perhaps it's time to surround yourself with people that are slightly more supportive. Number three, you can use self-development to help yourself set career and life goals. The pursuit of personal development means that you have a highly developed sense of what will make you happy. This clarity is very important when you set goals. The reason for this is that you have a better sense of what is going to work for you and what it is that you should be working towards. People who have not worked on personal development often set goals, work towards achieving them, and then when they've succeeded in doing so, realize that they've arrived at a place that they never really wanted to be in the first place. This is the time to go back to number two on the list and begin the process of self-awareness. Change can be scary. Whoa, yes it can. We all get very comfortable, even in our lack of fulfillment, and avoid taking risks that put us in new places. The way to begin is one small step at a time. Take a course. Join an organization. I'll say the word properly. Join an organization that is related to your new career goal. Volunteer in your field that you really hope to enter. Now, these small steps can give you huge amounts of confidence and motivation to continue. Number four, people who've engaged in self-development often have the X Factor. Now, the X Factor is obviously a TV program, but the X Factor is also a phrase that is used in the entertainment industry. And it describes a trait that many entertainers have that simply go beyond talent. It is like the wow factor that draws people in and keeps them hooked and interested. People with a high level of self-development often develop the type of magnetic personality that could be described as possessing the same X factor as those entertainers. The more well-developed your personality is, the more people will want to be around you. And that is definitely something you need in order to become a very successful person. Much of the X factor is a result of confidence, and that is developed over time as you meet with small successes and realize you can actually make change happen for yourself. With each new success, no matter how small, you stand a little taller. You walk a little bit more forcefully. You smile more, and you engage others more. The positive outlook you develop is contagious and attracts others. Number five, your relationships will improve. If you go through a self-development process, you'll learn to recognize certain patterns and behaviors that you engage in with regard to your relationships or with other people. Now, this might include a tendency to engage in high conflict relationships or the avoidance of commitment, a selfishness that takes advantage of others, a need to please others rather than sacrificing, a need to please others that sacrifices what is important to you. You may also learn that you have a tendency to engage in conflict in ways that are unfair and genuinely unhealthy. When you're aware of these things, you will make better decisions. You will pick better friends and partners, and you will do a better job of keeping the relationships that you are in as healthy as you possibly can. You will also notice that your relationships with employers, employees, co-workers, business partners, customers, clients, they will all improve as well. These positive and fulfilling relationships will play a major role in your success. Number six, it allows you to live a balanced lifestyle. Here's a quote. The best and safest thing is to keep a balance in your life. Acknowledge the great powers around us and in us. If you can do that and live that way, you are really a wise man. That was Euripides. A balanced lifestyle is the cornerstone of your well-being. It encompasses elements such as developing and maintaining good physical health and fitness, and maintaining a good level of energy and vitality, having the ability to express your creativity, enjoying emotional and psychological stability, and entertaining harmonious relationships, feeling and expressing your love towards people and life, acquiring effective stress management strategies and coping skills, as well as developing a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Do you recognize anything that I've just said? See, self-development should really be seen as a lifelong process, not because somebody's told you to do it. We should always have new goals, and we do in business. We should always have things to look forward to, new experiences that we want to have and we want to share with our customers and clients. All of these things make us a more rounded person. And all of these things will make us a more rounded business. And guess what? The more rounded we are, the more successful we will be. Fact. I'd love to know your thoughts, guys. If you agree with me, if you disagree with me, that's great. Go to the Best Kept Business Secret Facebook page. come and tell me, come and message me, come and tell me that you think I'm an idiot, or come and tell me that you think I'm absolutely right. Come and join the discussion. I'd really appreciate it. And hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, please go over to iTunes, give us a review, give us a rating, and tell people why they should be listening to this, the Best Kept Business Secret podcast. Until next time, I'll see you soon. Take care, guys. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.